talking is over. The general election campaign has just seconds to run.
Millions of people have flocked to the ballot boxes. Over the next few hours, we'll find out who, if anyone, will get the keys to number 10.
Welcome to Election Night here on LBC, as Britain decides.
Where there is discord, may we bring harmony. Where there is error, may we bring truth.
New dawn has broken, has it not?
Good evening, this is Ian Dale and Sheila Fogarty. For the last 6 weeks, politicians have been slugging it out, making their pitches for power, and they've been pounding the streets and knocking on doors. A parade of photo opportunities and set-piece announcements. Well, we're nearly there. Tonight, it's the voters' verdict as we find out who has won.
An exciting political night. There are 650 constituencies across the UK. Each will send one MP to the new House of Commons. To form a majority, a party needs at least 50% of the seats. Millions of people have been casting their votes. Schools, village halls and community centres have been turned into polling stations. Even a laundrette's been used for people to exercise their democratic right.
Every poll, every result, as it happens, we're with the party leaders, we're in the battleground seats. On air, online and on your mobile, LBC's non-stop election coverage is about to begin.
This is LBC's Tom Swarbrick live from Witney in Oxfordshire. David Cameron will arrive at this count in a few hours, but the big question when he leaves this place, is he going to keep his job as Prime Minister?
Or can Ed Miliband, based here in Doncaster, win his first general election? I'm Katie Radley, following the Labour leader and his chances to govern.
Around 20 miles away, this is Alice Bailey with Nick Clegg in Sheffield. 5 years ago, he gave the Liberal Democrats their first taste of power in decades. How will he be feeling the morning after, the night before?
UKIP could have a big say on the outcome of this election. I'm Ian Collins in South Thanet, where the party's leader, Nigel Farage, is hoping to become an MP.
And the northerly winds have been blowing. I'm LBC's Darren Adam in Gordon in Aberdeenshire. Alex Salmond lost the independence vote, but will the SNP take him all the way to Westminster?
We'll have the sharpest insight and the punchiest of opinion. Gordon Brown's former adviser Damien McBride is on our team throughout the night, and one of Britain's best-informed observers of the Conservative Party, Tim Montgomery. Lord Ashcroft's been ruffling a few feathers with his polling. He's here live with his first verdict on the election exit poll. And casting his eye over the big moments of the campaign, impressionist and comedian Rory Bremner.
Politicians on all sides are expecting results that will make history. We'll have the winners and losers. There'll be a succession of political big beasts crunching through the numbers. What went right and what went wrong?
And importantly, you. Why did you vote the way you did? 0345 6060973. You can tweet at LBC or text 84850. It's the most unpredictable general election in a generation. Our political editor, Theo Osherwood, is at Westminster.
It's difficult to bet on the likely outcome. Could the Tories head a durable government, or will Labour push David Cameron out? The Lib Dems, the kingmakers again. We'll find out what the decisions mean and what will happen next. It's Destination Downing Street. If ever there was a time to get excited about politics, this is it.
In a moment, as Big Ben strikes 10, we'll be able to give the result of the 2015 general election exit poll. Remember, this is only an exit poll. If it was completely accurate, there'd be no need for anyone to go and vote.
It's 10 o'clock. The voting has finished. The wait is over. You've had your say. Britain has decided. According to the exit poll, the official exit poll, the Conservatives are going to be the largest party. That's what's being predicted by the poll that's been carried out for the BBC, Sky and ITN. David Cameron is projected to have 316 seats, way above any projection during this election campaign. Ed Miliband's Labour Party is projected to lose 20 seats, 200 139. That is what the official exit poll is predicting. If true, and we have to caveat this, if true, that would be an astonishing result for David Cameron. The SNP are predicted to get 58 of the 59 seats in Scotland. Wait for this. The Liberal Democrats will fall from 57 seats down to 10. And Nigel Farage is predicted to get 2 seats. Well, that is an astonishing result if it is indeed true. Let's cross to the LBC Election Centre and talk to our elections analyst, Gareth Knight. I don't think you were expecting that, Gareth. I certainly wasn't.
No, I wasn't. My jaw nearly hit the floor when I saw that. That's a massive result for Cameron. And also, most importantly for him, you add the 10 Lib Dem seats to the Conservatives 316 and the 2 UKIP, and they've actually got quite a comfortable margin over Labour and the SNP. This is arguably the worst possible result for Ed Miliband, because it's the one result that means that it's almost impossible for him to become Prime Minister.
My initial take on this is, frankly, that there have to be a lot of warnings on this exit poll. Every single pundit will have got this wrong, we have to say. Now, I'm not saying that necessarily the methodology used by the pollsters in the election campaign is going to be proved 100% right, but this exit poll is more difficult to predict than the others, because obviously we're in sort of five-party politics. Now, that wasn't the case at the last election. UKIP weren't a force at the last election, nor were the Greens. So has this exit poll taken that into account? If this result is true, and this is 10 seats more for David Cameron than he has at the moment, they went into this election with 306 seats. They would be on 316. With the 10 Liberal Democrat seats, they could form another coalition. It would be only a very, very narrow majority. But that would be an absolutely stunning result, personally, for David Cameron, a vindication of the campaign that David Cameron and Lynton Crosby have run. Rory Bremner, Labour are winning this election with 1 seat so far.
Yeah, UKIP's demanding a recount, though, in Sunderland South. What a stunning thing. I mean, I think if this shows one thing, I mean, never mind about the public not trusting politicians, I don't think the politicians can trust the public on this evidence, because somebody hasn't been giving their true intentions. It means that in this country, if Oscar Wilde was alive today, conservatism is the love that dare not speak its name.
Well, what do you think the mood is in the Miliband household at the moment?
Well, I don't want to get into this. Look, as early, it's... What can I tell you? Look, I just think what it says to me is that the public can't be trusted. I mean, Cameron can't be surprised. I want to say everywhere I went, all I met was Conservative supporters. I saw Conservative. I mean, I don't think I met a single person in the last 6 weeks that wasn't an absolutely nail-on Conservative supporter. I mean, is that a coincidence? Was I living in some sort of bubble? Obviously not.
I think he was.
You know what Farage would be saying? Say, I've always told you, never trust the polls. I've never liked them. I wouldn't trust them with my daughter.
The old ones are the best, Rory.
None older than me.
Well, let's cross to the Prime Minister's constituency in Witney. The count is being conducted there. Our senior reporter, Tom Swarbrick, will tell us what the atmosphere is like. Tom.
Yeah, welcome to Cameron Country, Ian. This is where we may well see the first sighting of the Prime Minister tonight. No surprises here. A 22,000 majority for David Cameron. So no change in the representation. But big change in the mood. Lots of people in blue rosettes shifting around rather nervously, and then, bang, the exit poll explodes, and that shifting around changes to jumping around, a few excited squeals, even a tear from one lady. People are smiling rather more broadly than I think they thought they would be at this time of the night, but it is only an exit poll. Declaration is meant to be at 4:30. At 3:30, apparently, we'll see a badger cull protest with the badger army dressed as badgers, but they'll only be in the second oddest costume, because there's a bloke wandering around dressed as Elmo.
Well, that's we look forward to that. I'm not sure whether that'll work on radio, but we'll try our best. Tom Swarbrick, thank you very much. Well, now we can go to Westminster, where we can speak to our political editor, Theo Usherwood. Theo, what's the latest?
It's very interesting, this result up in Sunderland, Ian, and this 18% swing to 18% up for UKIP, and that 8,000 votes that they've got. And the reason I say that was that on my way down to Westminster, I bumped into one of Nigel Farage's most senior aides, and he said, Theo, let's go for a drink. And I said, oh, I've got to be on air in 5 minutes, so I'll have to pass. And I said, well, what are you hearing? What's the latest? And he says, well, look out for Morley and Atwood, Ed Balls's seat, because we think that the Tories might take that because we've eaten into the Labour vote.
Harriet Harman, 3 seats down, 3 Labour seats. Good night for you so far.
Well, I'm glad to see my colleague Sharon Hodgson re-elected, who's a fantastic MP. I'm interested to see that the Tories seem to be being beaten by UKIP. But, you know, it is just...